In my travels, as I walked through many regions and countries, it was my chance to happen into that famous continent of universe. A very large and spacious country it is, it lieth between the two poles, and just amidst the four points of the heavens. It is a place well watered, and richly adorned with hills and valleys, bravely situate, and for the most part, at least where I was, very fruitful, also well peopled, and a very sweet air. The people are not all of one complexion, nor yet of one language, mode, or way of religion, but differ as much as, it is said, do the planets themselves. Some are right, and some are wrong, even as it happeneth to be in lesser regions. In this country, as I said, it was my lot to travel, and there travel I did, and that so long, even till I learned much of their mother tongue, together with the customs and manners of them among whom I was. And, to speak truth, I was much delighted to see and hear many things which I saw and heard among them. Yea, I had, to be sure, even lived and died a native among them, so was I taken with them in their doings, had not my master sent for me home to his house, there to do business for him, and to oversee business done. Now there is in this gallant country of universe a fair and delicate town, a corporation called Mansoul, a town for its buildings so curious, for its situation so commodious, for its privileges so advantageous, I mean with reference to its origin, that I may say of it, as was said before of the continent in which it is placed, there is not its equal under the whole heaven. As to the situation of this town, it lieth just between the two worlds, and the first founder and builder of it, so far as by the best and most authentic records I can gather, was one Shaddai, and he built it for his own delight. He made it the mirror and glory of all that he made, even the top piece, beyond anything else that he did in that country. Yea, so goodly a town was Mansoul when first built, that it is said by some, the gods, at the setting up thereof, came down to see it, and sang for joy. And as he made it goodly to behold, so also mighty to have dominion over all the country round about. Yea, all were commanded to acknowledge Mansoul for their metropolitan, all were enjoined to do homage to it. Aye, the town itself had positive commission and power from her king to demand service of all, and also to subdue any that anyways denied to do it. There was reared up in the midst of this town a most famous and stately palace, for strength, it might be called a castle, for pleasantness, a paradise, for largeness, a place so copious as to contain all the world. This place the king Shaddai intended but for himself alone, and not another with him, partly because of his own delights, and partly because he would not that the terror of strangers should be upon the town. This place Shaddai made also a garrison of, but committed the keeping of it only to the men of the town. The walls of the town were well built, yea, so fast and firm were they knit and compact together, that, had it not been for the townsmen themselves, they could not have been shaken or broken forever. For here lay the excellent wisdom of him that builded Mansoul, that the walls could never be broken down nor hurt by the most mighty adverse potentate, unless the townsmen gave consent thereto. This famous town of Mansoul had five gates, in at which to come, out at which to go, and these were made likewise answerable to the walls, to wit, impregnable, and such as could never be opened nor forced but by the will and leave of those within. The names of the gates were these: ear gate, eye gate, mouth gate, nose gate, and feel gate. Other things there were that belonged to the town of Mansoul, which if you adjoin to these, will yet give farther demonstration to all, of the glory and strength of the place. It had always a sufficiency of provision within its walls, it had the best, most wholesome, and excellent law that then was extant in the world. There was not a rascal, rogue, or traitorous person then within its walls, they were all true men, and fast joined together, and this, you know, is a great matter. And to all these, it had always, so long as it had the goodness to keep true to Shaddai the king, his countenance, his protection, and it was his delight, etc. Well, upon a time, there was one Diabolus, a mighty giant, made an assault upon this famous town of Mansoul, to take it, and make it his own habitation. This giant was king of the blacks, and a most raving prince he was. We will, if you please, first discourse of the origin of this Diabolus, and then of his taking of this famous town of Mansoul. This Diabolus is indeed a great and mighty prince, and yet both poor and beggarly. As to his origin, he was at first one of the servants of King Shaddai, made, and taken, and put by him into most high and mighty place, yea, was put into such principalities as belonged to the best of his territories and dominions. This Diabolus was made son of the morning, and a brave place he had of it, it brought him much glory, and gave him much brightness, an income that might have contented his Luciferian heart, had it not been insatiable, and enlarged as hell itself. Well, he seeing himself thus exalted to greatness and honor, and raging in his mind for higher state and degree, What doth he but begins to think with himself how he might be set up as lord over all, and have the sole power under Shaddai? Now that did the king reserve for his son, yea, and had already bestowed it upon him, wherefore he first consults with himself what had best to be done, and then breaks his mind to some other of his companions, to the which they also agreed. So, in fine, they came to this issue that they should make an attempt upon the king's son to destroy him, that the inheritance might be theirs. Well, to be short, the treason, as I said, was concluded, the time appointed, the word given, the rebels rendezvoused, and the assault attempted. Now the king and his son being all in always eye, could not but discern all passages in his dominions, and he, having always love for his son as for himself, could not at what he saw but be greatly provoked and offended, wherefore what does he, but takes them in the very nick and first trip that they made towards their design, convicts them of the treason, horde rebellion, and conspiracy that they had devised, and now attempted to put into practice, and casts them altogether out of all place of trust, benefit, honor, and preferment. This done, he banishes them the court, turns them down into the horrible pits, as fast bound in chains, never more to expect the least favor from his hands, but to abide the judgment that he had appointed, and that forever. Now they being thus cast out of all place of trust, profit, and honor, and also knowing that they had lost their prince's favor forever, being banished his court, and cast down to the horrible pits, you may be sure they would now add to their former pride what malice and rage against Shaddai, and against his son, they could. Wherefore, roving and ranging in much fury from place to place, if, perhaps, they might find something that was the king's, by spoiling of that, to revenge themselves on him, at last they happened into this spacious country of universe, and steer their course towards the town of Mansoul, and considering that that town was one of the chief works and delights of King Shaddai, what do they but, after counsel taken, make an assault upon that? I say, they knew that Mansoul belonged unto Shaddai, for they were there when he built it and beautified it for himself. So when they had found the place, they shouted horribly for joy, and roared on it as a lion upon the prey, saying, Now we have found the prize, and how to be revenged on King Shaddai for what he hath done to us. So they sat down and called a council of war, and considered with themselves what ways and methods they had best to engage in for the winning to themselves this famous town of Mansoul, and these four things were then propounded to be considered of. First, whether they had best all of them to show themselves in this design to the town of Mansoul. Secondly, whether they had best to go and sit down against Mansoul in their now ragged and beggarly guise. Thirdly, whether they had best show to Mansoul their intentions, and what design they came about, or whether to assault it with words and ways of deceit. Fourthly, whether they had not best to some of their companions to give out private orders to take the advantage, if they see one or more of the principal townsmen, to shoot them, if thereby they shall judge their cause and design will the better be promoted. 1. It was answered to the first of these proposals in the negative, to wit, that it would not be best that all should show themselves before the town, because the appearance of many of them might alarm and frighten the town, whereas a few or but one of them was not so likely to do it. And to enforce this advice to take place it was added further, that if Mansoul was frighted, or did take the alarm, it is impossible, said Diabolus, for he spake now, that we should take the town, for that none can enter into it without its own consent. Let, therefore, but few, or but one, assault Mansoul, and in mine opinion, said Diabolus, let me be he. Wherefore to this they all agreed. 2. And then to the second proposal they came, namely, whether they had best go and sit down before Mansoul in their now ragged and beggarly guise. To which it was answered also in the negative, by no means, and that because, though the town of Mansoul had been made to know, and to have to do, before now, with things that are invisible, they did never as yet see any of their fellow creatures in so sad and rascally condition as they, and this was the advice of that fierce Electo. Then said Apollyon, the advice is pertinent, for even one of us appearing to them as we are now, must needs both beget and multiply such thoughts in them as will both put them into a consternation of spirit, and necessitate them to put themselves upon their guard. And if so, said he, then, as my lord Diabolus said but now, it is in vain for us to think of taking the town. Then said that mighty giant Beelzebub, the advice that already is given is safe, for though the men of Mansoul have seen such things as we once were, yet hitherto they did never behold such things as we now are, and it is best, in mine opinion, to come upon them in such a guise as is common to, and most familiar among them. To this, when they had consented, the next thing to be considered was, in what shape, hue, or guise Diabolus had best to show himself when he went about to make Mansoul his own. Then one said one thing, and another the contrary. At last Lucifer answered, that, in his opinion, it was best that his lordship should assume the body of some of those creatures that they of the town had dominion over, for, quoth he, these are not only familiar to them, but, being under them, they will never imagine that an attempt should by them be made upon the town, and, to blind all, let him assume the body of one of those beasts that man's soul deems to be wiser than any of the rest. This advice was applauded of all, so it was determined that the giant Diabolus should assume the dragon, for that he was in those days as familiar with the town of Mansoul as now is the bird with the boy, for nothing that was in its primitive state was at all amazing to them. Then they proceeded to the third thing, which was 3. Whether they had best to show their intentions, or the design of his coming, to Mansoul, or no. This also was answered in the negative, because of the weight that was in the former reasons, to wit, for that Mansoul were a strong people in a strong town, whose wall and gates were impregnable, to say nothing of their castle, nor can they by any means be won but by their own consent. Besides, said Legion, for he gave answer to this, a discovery of our intentions may make them send to their king for aid, and if that be done, I know quickly what time of day it will be with us. Therefore let us assault them in all pretended fairness, covering our intentions with all manner of lies, flatteries, delusive words, feigning things that never will be, and promising that to them that they shall never find. This is the way to win Mansoul, and to make them of themselves open their gates to us, yea, and to desire us too to come into them. And the reason why I think that this project will do is, because the people of Mansoul now are, every one, simple and innocent, all honest and true, nor do they as yet know what it is to be assaulted with fraud, guile, and hypocrisy. They are strangers to lying and dissembling lips, wherefore we cannot, if thus we be disguised, by them at all be discerned. Our lies shall go for true sayings, and our dissimulations for upright dealings. What we promise them they will in that believe us, especially if, in all our lies and feigned words, we pretend great love to them, and that our design is only their advantage and honor. Now there was not one bit of a reply against this, this one is current down as doth the water down a steep descent. Wherefore they go to consider of the last proposal, which was 4. Whether they had not best to give out orders to some of their company to shoot some one or more of the principal of the townsmen, if they judge that their cause may be promoted thereby. This was carried in the affirmative, and the man that was designed by this stratagem to be destroyed was one Mr. Resistance, otherwise called Captain Resistance. And a great man in Mansoul this Captain Resistance was, and a man that the giant Diabolus and his band more feared than they feared the whole town of Mansoul besides. Now who should be the actor to do the murder? That was the next, and they appointed one Tisiphone, a fury of the lake, to do it. They thus having ended their council of war, rose up, and essayed to do as they had determined. They marched towards Mansoul, but all in a manner invisible, save one, only one, nor did he approach the town in his own likeness, but under the shade and in the body of the dragon. So they drew up and sat down before Ear Gate, for that was the place of hearing for all without the town, as Eye Gate was the place of prospection. So, as I said, he came up with his train to the gate, and laid his ambuscado for Captain Resistance within bowshot of the town. This done, the giant ascended up close to the gate, and called to the town of Mansoul for audience.